11. We're getting to an unpopular opinion very, very shortly. But for right now, we are wrapping up our conversation around time travel. Specifically, you get to travel back in time, and then you have to try and convince the people in the year 2000 that you are actually from the future. What would you say?
Good morning, Steph. Hope you're doing well.
Morning.
So I think the easiest way of making sure people believe you is predicting 9/11, because that was in 2001. So if we go back to the year 2000, waiting 1 year for this major disaster to happen, I think that's the only way that the people will actually believe you.
You're right.
If you predict something as big as 9/11.
You're actually, he is 100% correct.
Stephanie, I would, to convince them that I'm from the future, I would tell them that we have devices that we can communicate with one another from wherever we are around the world.
Imagine trying to explain to someone in the year 2000 about TikTok and Instagram. Absolutely insane.
Hi, Steph. I would simply just show them my latest shopping receipt, especially the price of fish oil.
Oh my goodness. Or even your latest petrol slip. You.
Hey, Steph. How are you?
Hey, my dude.
How's your week been? How's your Friday going?
Oh, good.
I would show someone that I'm from the future just by the bags under my eyes and the stressful, tired look on my face, and they will understand that I've seen a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for the great show.
I definitely think the guy predicting 9/11 is probably the easiest answer, because it is a date that we know of by heart. We all are saying it literally, 9/11. We know it happens on the 11th of September, and we know it happens in the year 2001. So you would be able to possibly even save quite a few lives. I don't know. Very interesting. They might lock you up until 9/11 actually happens and then go, wait, how did you know about this? But then again, they probably might just think that you're involved with it and that maybe you're one of the people planning it. I don't know. This is why it's so difficult, is because I think we are so wary of strangers and people trying to sell us a story that the likelihood of someone believing you is so low. You really would have to probably go to your family members. I don't know if anyone else would even give you the time of day. And if in my situation, like me, you were a tiny little kid, like a little baba in the year 2000... your parents are probably going to look at you like they don't know who you are either, because now you're a grown person and they're like, I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are. You're not my child. Yeah, this is a tough one. We'll get into unpopular opinion in the next few.